Today's program is brought to you by Regional Access. Regional Access is a regional distributor committed to creating sustainable economies throughout the Northeast. For more information, visit regionalaccess.net.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
How do you behave when you beat your biggest rival, who happens to be ranked number one in the nation, with a crazy play in the final seconds of a game? Storm the field! It was a wacko weekend in college football. The BCS rankings are all messed up after Fresno State lost their first game of the season. Clint Eastwood's daughter is seeking the annulment of her marriage to Jonah Hill's brother. The two have been married for 15 days, counting today. Their fans are devastated. Wait, they don't have any fans. Never mind. How should you behave when driving a Porsche that will go up to 190 miles an hour? 2 years ago, Jackass star Ryan Dunn was killed when his Porsche crashed and exploded. This weekend, actor Paul Walker was killed when his friend's Porsche crashed and exploded. Both were single car accidents that happened at very high speeds. Guys, don't drive like a maniac just because you can. Speaking of car crashes, how do you behave when you pull four people out of an overturned SUV? If you're Josh Romney, son of the former Republican presidential nominee, you tweet a photo of yourself in front of the wreckage, telling the world what a hero you are. He's been accused of humble bragging, which, according to the internet, is a terrible, terrible offense. A recent study shows that the economy grows faster under Democratic presidents than under Republicans. It also grows faster under taller presidents and younger presidents. It's the first Monday after Thanksgiving. The holiday season is underway. So as you can hear, we're making cocktails. This is How to Behave, the cocktail show. With me, as always, but not directly to my right, because we've had to make room for the cocktails, Hannah Howard.
Hi, Brian.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was fabulous. Who needs me when you have cocktails?
We need you.
And cocktails.
We just wanted to put the cocktails in between us so we could both reach them easily. Did you celebrate Thanksgiving?
I did. I had some latkes and some turkey, but I didn't have anything very ambitious like matzo ball soup stuffed with turkey matzo balls or anything like that. But
no.
I had menorahs. I had turkeys.
Did you have the turkey menorah?
I didn't have a turkey menorah. I had some kind of like postmodern funky menorah that doesn't even really look like a menorah because it's so it's like a puzzle menorah. You put together the different pieces in any way you choose, so you can either have it resemble a menorah or, like us, it just looked like a random kindergarten art experiment.
Cool.
Yeah.
So joining us today, celebrity cocktail creator and shoe model, Nicole Taraska.
You had to throw in the shoe model thing.
Shoe model.
Hey, I have access to the internet.
So
you can't
weird.
Get away with anything.
That was a while ago.
Welcome.
What a cool gig.
Nice to meet you guys. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. I know we have you here to do cocktails, but I want to do a separate show on shoe modeling.
Okay. I get a lot of creepy...
Nice shoes.
I get a lot of creepy shoe people.
We'll get all the foot fetishists to call in on that day.
Increase our demographic a little bit.
Yeah, that needs to be a whole separate...
Yeah. Whole separate...
Psychiatric show.
Topic. So you are here to talk to us today about... holiday season cocktails, right?
Yep. It's the holiday party season when everybody starts acting creepy with their boss and coworkers.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. How to behave at the holiday party.
Yep.
What should you drink if you plan on hooking up with your boss at the holiday party?
Lots of Tres Agaves tequila.
Tres Agaves tequila.
Yes. Lots of Tres Agaves tequila. But if we're going to talk about, you know, everybody keeping a mind about them drinking, it's about how you start off the night. You want to start it off a little bit slower, I think.
Yeah.
And then have a good meal and definitely take part in the food portion of the party. And, you know, and then dance a little bit to burn stuff off. That's my advice.
Yeah, that's good. So do all the things that allow you to drink more.
Yes.
Without totally losing control of yourself.
Like, drink smarter.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
So the first drink we have is the Moscow Yule Mule. It's made with Russian standard vodka, ginger beer, a little fresh lime juice, and we added some cranberry and rosemary sprig. just cool. to give it a little extra.
Delicious.
It is delicious. We started drinking this a little bit before we came on the air. This is a good one.
And so, are you familiar with like the properties of ginger? That it like helps stimulate your digestive system, help you metabolize things a little bit easier and quicker in your system? Yeah. And it actually promotes less gas.
All right.
Which is a little attractive.
Never hurts.
And polite.
So what makes this the Yule Mule?
Oh, just to make a little festive name for it.
Yeah.
You know?
You didn't add a candy cane garnish to it or anything.
No, but
like
the rosemary looks like a little bit of a Christmas tree.
It does look like a Christmas tree. yeah, it's delicious. It's refreshing. It's light. It seems like a good way to start.
Mm-hmm. We serve this for happy hour at the Liberty, and we go through probably 2 cases of Russian Standard, you know, in 2 days.
Yeah. Then now the Liberty is...
On 35th Street between 5th and 6th.
On 5th?
Between 5th Avenue and 6th Avenue.
Okay. And it's a bar or it's a restaurant?
It's a bar.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
We serve good food, too.
And you specialize in fancy cocktails?
Just fun cocktails.
Fun cocktails. So right before we came on the air, we referred to you as a mixologist, and you said you don't like to be called a mixologist. Why is that?
Because I think mixologists work really hard to maintain, you know, the integrity of old school cocktails and keep that, you know, that fashion of things. I like to create things like new and innovative and give people what they really want, you know, or want to try something new. I'm willing to experiment with new flavors. Mm-hmm. And I like for them to have their own name. You know, they really deserve that since they've studied mixology and studied the art of the cocktail. On my end of things, I really like to keep it fun.
Cool.
You know?
Are you the sort of bartender where people can just come up to you and say, I want something with gin... Mm-hmm. And I don't like bitter.
Yeah.
And you can come up with something bitchin' for him.
That's the best kind of bartender.
And, you know, a lot of bartenders don't really like to do that. I really enjoy it. It gives me, like, an interaction with the guest, and it kind of builds, like, a, you know, a client confidence with them, and they come back, and you build a database of guests that come back periodically to have cocktails with you.
Mm-hmm.
I like that better than just one drink and then you never see them again. You know?
Yeah, that's cool. I love it because I'm a tequila drinker, and to get away from just margaritas everywhere, it's great when I can find a bartender who can do something really interesting and creative and unusual.
It's fun.
But still with lots of tequila and mezcal.
Do you like mezcal as well?
I love mezcal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's great. That seems to be having maybe not a resurgence. Maybe it's just the first time, but like... It seems to be hot right now.
Their palates are changing into like wanting the more smoky flavors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if you've been to a place called American Cut downtown.
Mm-mm.
In Tribeca.
No.
They do the smoked Manhattan, and they literally light the teak wood and then put the glass over it and make it like a smoked flavor. It's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's a little show for the people at the bar too, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so... What are we going to taste next?
So next, you know, say you're after dinner and after everybody's like getting up to dance and you need a little pep in your step, a little energy. Tequila, as you know, is a stimulant, not a depressant. So it gives you a little bit of extra energy. So we're mixing it with a little bit of coffee. And Cherry Herring has another brand called Coffee Herring. And it's delicious. So I mix it in there. So there's a lot of booze happening and caffeine. And then we garnish it with an orange with a little bit of cinnamon, which also... peps up your metabolism so that you can digest the alcohol a little easier.
It's also very pretty and kind of dramatic looking. Like it looks like an iced coffee.
Yeah.
Orange in it.
But I think that's
it's
dark, mysterious, and sexy. Like it's a conversation starter, you know?
Yeah.
This is awesome.
It tastes like coffee.
It's that's one of those
delicious.
Dangerous because it doesn't taste like alcohol at all.
Right.
It tastes like coffee.
There's a lot in there.
Never mind.
Oh my god!
You can hardly taste the alcohol. Another.
That's but like at least... me. Like you're supposed to learn that when you're like 20, maybe.
Yeah.
That doesn't work that way, but I never learned.
So yeah, it's to hardly tastes like alcohol, so you can drink a lot, and it's full of caffeine too.
Mm-hmm.
So which is great. So you're drunk and really awake.
But how much more classy and delicious is this than like Red Bull and vodka or something of
this
sort?
This is so much more classy.
In every way.
Red Bull and vodka. Do you do drinks with Red Bull? Are you part of this offensive trend?
No.
No.
I like using like all organic ingredients, you know, things that everybody can get, you know, that are not in a can.
Yeah, and not made of chemicals.
Yeah, chemicals.
Yeah, cool. All right, random question. When I drink gin, I behave like an asshole.
Uh-oh.
What is that about? Do you have any idea?
I think that happens when some people drink whiskey as well. There's just like some chemical imbalance that you have with gin that makes you a little mental.
Yeah.
Which is weird because it's, you know, 10 natural botanicals and it's similar distilling to vodka. So
yeah,
maybe you have like a little adverse reaction to the herbs in it.
I don't know what it is, but a couple of times I've finished my second martini and looked around and noticed that my end of the bar was empty. It's because everybody wanted to get away from me.
Do you get angry or like fun?
No, I'm a fun drunk. Like normally I just get talkative and.
Are you like a bully drunk? Like you like love everyone? Like a huggy bear?
No.
Maybe I wouldn't use Hannah's... Brian and Huggy Bear in the same sentence.
Hannah's the one to answer the question of what I'm like when I'm drunk.
I don't think there's a Huggy Bear involved. You're just a more boisterous version of yourself, I'd say.
Yeah, I think that's true. But with gin, there's something weird.
Brings out your inner animal.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess everybody's
That's good though.
Physiology is different. And so they react differently to
Yeah.
But why? I mean, I thought all alcohol was a depressant. So you're saying that tequila is not?
No, tequila is a stimulant.
Gin makes Brian crazy. So like, why is it like a different chemical?
Well, it probably makes you feel a little, you know, slower maybe, or do you feel hyper when you have a big buzz going?
Normally, or
what's your
gin?
What's your gin buzz?
God, it's been a long time.
I've cut myself off.
You learned to stay away.
I don't know how to describe it. The buzz doesn't feel different to me than other hard alcohol.
Yeah.
But apparently it changes my behavior.
How did you recognize it? Someone told you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people told me. They didn't make the connection, but I was like, God, what do the nights where people tell me I'm being a jerk have in common? Because I'm not really a big gin drinker, so it was actually easy to be like, oh, those are the three times in the last year that I've had gin.
I noticed,
and
I'm
love
really
some gins. It's really, I mean, I can survive without them, but it was sad to be like, no more death's door.
Aww. I notice when I'm really hyper drinking, it's because I'm mixing certain things, and I notice that when I mix red wine with tequila, I'm an animal, and I don't know when to end the night, and that's really bad.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Red wine and tequila.
Yeah.
Don't know when to end the night, and then you end up at like an underground bar till like 7 in the morning and the sun is coming up.
Yeah, that's is that unique to tequila, or is that all alcohol that makes you
when I mix the two?
You get to the point where the drinking makes you think that drinking more is going to be a good idea.
Yeah, and that's bad.
Yeah, but that's just red wine and tequila for you.
White wine and tequila.
No white wine for some reason makes me like chill. Like I want to drink that during the day.
Yeah.
Or like at like a nice seafood lunch or something.
Like a nice breakfast Valentino or something.
Yeah. I'm typically a red wine and spirits girl, you know?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite spirit? Is that asking like your favorite child?
My go-to is typically tequila, I would say.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I like to sip it. Like last night, me and my husband were out to dinner and we were drinking red wine and tequila, and then we made friends with everyone at the bar, and then we had everybody doing shots of tequila.
Yeah.
and we didn't know when to end the night, and then we were just like, oh, it's time to leave.
Yeah, I spent Thanksgiving in Mexico, so I've had some tequila in the last week.
You went to Mexico for Thanksgiving?
I actually drank less tequila in Mexico than I probably would have if I'd stayed home. But I did a very non-traditional Thanksgiving. It was on the beach in Tulum.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was great.
I want to go to Tulum.
You should. If you haven't been, have you been?
Never. Yeah, no.
Tulum is awesome. Beautiful. And it's not super corporate. It's not like big resorts of hotel chains. It's like little bitty hotels along the beach. And
like really homey.
It's really laid back. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I've been to Cabo once, which I really loved. And I liked all like the little side things of like the seaport. And you could just really get to see how the land is like functioning.
Yeah.
And then when we went four wheeling, have you done four wheeling?
No.
We saw like carcasses of animals. It was kind of crazy, and like a cliff. It was sick. Yeah. It was
awesome.
Really sick.
All right.
I was sore.
On that note, we're gonna have to take a short break. But when we come back, We will all be drunk. This is How to Behave on the Heritage Radio Network.
You are listening to Lung by Iggy Dean on the Heritage Radio Network.org.
Today's program is brought to you by Regional Access. Regional Access is a regional distributor committed to creating sustainable economies throughout the Northeast. This community-oriented company was built on a vision of providing ecologically responsible and ethically produced food to area consumers. During a typical week at the Regional Access warehouse, they help move thousands of pounds of natural and grass-fed meat, gallons of farm-fresh dairy, and tons of organic and specialty foods from producer to market. Having been in the distribution business for almost 25 years, Regional Access's experience and knowledge make them uniquely equipped to build out their region's food web. Up in the Finger Lakes, Regional Access will continue to champion the region's bounty and work toward a sustainable food system for the entire Northeast. For more information, visit regionalaccess.net.
We are back. This is How to Behave, heritageradionetwork.org. We are here with cocktail creator Nicole Traska, and she's doing some holiday cocktails for us. During the break, she started a hot toddy of some kind.
Santa's hot toddy.
Before we get into that, I have a question for you. How do you feel about eggnog?
I love eggnog.
Do you?
I do.
Do you have a bitchin' holiday eggnog?
I do. I can email you some recipes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. Eggnog, it seems to be the sort of thing that some people sort of look down their nose at. Like,
well, I love it, especially because I'm Jewish, and so it feels like even, I don't know, even more silly to love it, but I really do.
Yeah. Okay, so tell us about this next holiday drink.
This is made with Sugar Island Spice Rum. It's brand new. It just got launched in October. Back in the 1700s, they gave all of the sailors a little ration of rum on the ships. And they had hallucinations of seeing mermaids and jumping off the ship, thinking that the mermaids were going to save them and bring them home.
Okay.
So it's a, you know, a nice little background story. But the bottle is really beautiful with the mermaid on it, and it's a really great flavor. So, you know, there's a ton of rums out there, but this one's 92 proof. Sorry. So it's got a like nice kick to it. So it can either start your night or end your night.
Or both at the same time.
Yeah, one or the other. But today we made a hot toddy with it. Little bit of honey, lemon, and hot water. And you can add other things in there. I just added a little splash of fresh orange inside just to give it a little kick.
It's like the best Theraflu I've ever had.
Aww.
Right. Like my mom used to make these for me when I was a child, when I was sick.
With 92 proof rum?
I don't know. I mean, she definitely had some rum going on.
Your mom's a smart woman. She probably slipped you some liquor when you were a difficult baby, didn't she?
Totally. Yeah.
It makes you who you are.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, it works for all ages.
It makes you who you are.
Mm. So what defines a toddy?
You know, just a traditional hot toddy is made with like a Irish whiskey, hot water, lemon, and honey, you know, just to kill all the germs in your throat, really warm your body and soothe it up, you know, if you're not feeling well or if you just want to wind down.
Yeah, this is so perfect for cold weather.
Yeah, it's just beautiful.
Warms you right up.
And if you even want to have it on the rocks, you can have it on ice, too, and it tastes delicious as well.
Cool. All right, so how did you get into cocktail making?
I used to work for Randy Gerber. He's Cindy Crawford's husband.
Okay.
And I started working for them in 2004 just as a bartender. And he really saw a talent in me to like train staff and, you know, learn cocktails, write cocktails. So he fostered that with me. And I worked with them for 7.5 years all over the world, creating cocktails and beverage menus. And then I started training staff and I've opened like 23 locations up until last year.
Wow.
And now I've just moved on to my own situation.
Yeah. That sounds fun.
Cindy Crawford's
husband has 23 locations.
He had more than that. It's called Gerber Bars now. They went through some name changes and things like that. They have a lot of great properties, and they're a great company that I used to work for. Yeah. But now I'm working for the Liberty, and they're a really great, fun team. They're from Australia, just down home grown, like really cool people, not trying to impress anybody, just like be really chill and enjoy yourselves and enjoy food and beverage. It's really nice, like no nonsense place to go, you know?
Cool. I will have to check it out.
If you guys are ever in the little island of Manhattan, come visit me.
I'm there. We both
work live there. And work there.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Perfect.
A little uptown from where you are, but we do this show in hipster Brooklyn, but we're actually total squares who live and work above 23rd Street in Manhattan.
Oh, there you go.
It's embarrassing.
It's all a fraud.
In my neighborhood, I don't fit in. I live on like off of Park Avenue in the 70s, and I walk out of my building and people are like, what? Like I have like studded shoes on or like leather pants. And they're like, what is this girl doing in our neighborhood?
Yeah. We need to do a How to Behave on the Upper East Side episode too. It's a different world up there. It's where all the doctors are. So you have to go to the doctor. You have to go there. And I look around and I'm like, who are these people? Okay. I've got some different social situations for the holiday season. And I want you to recommend a cocktail for them. Okay?
Sure.
A Thanksgiving dinner when your divorced parents are both there with their new spouses.
Mm. Well, if they're friendly, you can drink a little more and have fun with it and just trust that things will go in the right direction. But in most cases, I would say, you know, keep it light, you know, a nice Russian standard martini to start off. And then like after that, wine.
Wine.
Just wine. Keep only wine. Lock the liquor cabinet.
Okay. Christmas party at a gay couple's new condo.
Ooh, that's fun. Shots.
Shots?
Tons of shots.
Yeah. Do you do, like, just straight liquor or, like, creating mixed?
I think mixed shots would be fun.
What kind of mixed shots do you recommend?
I like pomegranate and rosemary is really good, delicious together. I don't know if you've tried that before, but you can mix pomegranate juice, some simple syrup, and rosemary. Just crush it up together and add a little bit of tequila, ice, shake it. And done.
And then pour shots for everybody.
And pour shots
for everybody. That sounds like a fun party.
And that's something you can make in advance and then just pour it back in the bottle and just chill it, pour it.
Cool. Okay. Thanksgiving at the home of Iranian Jews. You think that's hard? We're going to do the quiz next.
The Iranian kind of spices it up a little bit.
There was a guy on the Brian Lehrer show this morning who was an Iranian Jew, so...
Well, Persians love to drink, so... I mean, Shahs of Sunset, they're always drinking.
Yeah, totally. So anything will do?
Anything will do.
Anything will do.
They love their champagne and their tequila, so...
Okay, in a Chinese restaurant on Christmas Day.
I would say a Sapporo, like a, you know...
Yeah? Just a beer?
They just like beer.
Okay.
Yeah, shots and beer.
Cool. At a non-denominational holiday party with a bonfire on the beach in La Jolla.
Ooh. Oh, that's a good one.
Like you can bring thermoses.
Like I would make
sneak stuff onto the beach.
I would do like a nice warm like wine mull in a thermos like the one we have here.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's what I would have. Wine.
Okay. It is now time for the This Week in Behavior quiz. Joe, our engineer, who's the master at this, is getting up to his microphone, so he's ready.
I'm here.
Have you studied, Joe?
I listen to a lot of NPR.
Okay,
so.
Good. All right, because we haven't done a live show in 2 weeks, so this is a little cheat. This is a little like the last 3 weeks in behavior quiz. So I'm going to ask a question. If you think you know the answer, say your first name, and I will call on you, and you can answer it. There's no penalty for being wrong, but if you're wrong, somebody else can answer. Okay. Who said this? Just as the commandment "Thou shalt not kill" sets a clear limit in order to safeguard the value of human life, today we also have to say, thou shalt not to an economy of exclusion and inequality. Such an economy kills.
Joe? Will this be Bill de Blasio?
No, it's not Bill de Blasio, but that's a good guess.
Yeah.
Hannah, come on.
I don't know.
Nobody? That was Pope Francis.
Oh.
Our newish. I don't know if we can still call him the new pope.
The newish.
In pope years, he's new.
But he recently released an apostolic exhortation called Evangelii Gaudium. Gaudium? My Latin is not great. The conservative Catholics are all up in arms because he was so liberal. Okay. Rush Limbaugh recently said this about whom? Quote, somebody has either written this for him or gotten to him. This is just pure Marxism. As usual.
You're so disappointing.
He was talking about Pope Francis and the apostolic exportation.
I think I know the next answer to the next question.
Got it.
Hey, that was a trick question. I can't keep throwing the Pope back in the mix.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met today with whom?
The Pope.
Yes! That is correct. You're good. You must have done really well on your SATs, I imagine. Who said this? Quote, what can I do? I'm not a professional firefighter or police officer. There's nothing I can do.
Nicole. The Pope.
No, but that's a good guess. I threw that in as a curveball. I was hoping that somebody would guess. That was Mayor Bloomberg.
Oh, I did hear that this morning.
What was he referring to?
Hannah 9/11?
No, he was referring to the train crash that happened.
I watched
this
that this morning.
Metro North.
And Metro North.
It was going 80-something miles an hour.
Yeah, we just learned today that it was speeding. Where was he when he said, there's nothing I can do? He was explaining why he didn't show up at the crash site. The governor was there. The chief of police was there.
Joe. Some vacation house somewhere.
Yeah, he was playing golf in Bermuda.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He had a point that there's nothing he can do, but he
was
failed
in Bermuda.
To mention that like he was in Bermuda playing golf. Who announced a new drone program this week? I'll give you a hint. It's not the Pope.
NASA.
Nobody? Okay. It was Amazon. Amazon is testing drones for delivering their products. Pilotless little flying machines.
Whoa.
That's scary.
Who knew?
It's a scary future.
That is scary.
And delivering the mail on Sunday, as we learned in a former behavior quiz.
Okay. This is a few weeks old, but it doesn't matter because you wouldn't have known it then, and nobody will know the answers now. That's the fun of these quizzes, that nobody knows the answers to anything. Airplane manufacturer Boeing was in the news a few weeks ago for getting over $8 billion in tax subsidies from Washington State, and then doing what? God, this is fun. Threatening to move to a non-union state because their workers wouldn't accept a contract that eviscerated their health care and pension benefits and that didn't allow for pay increases, including cost of living increases, for 8 years.
Boo.
Yeah.
Boo to Boeing. $8 billion giveaway from the state, but they still want to screw their employees. Where was the announcement made? Nobody's going to get this. I'm just going to go ahead. It was made from the Dubai Air Show, where they also announced what? Boeing, for whom $8 billion in tax giveaways wasn't enough to actually pay their employees what they deserve, made the announcement that they were going to move to a non-union state at the same time that they announced over $100 billion worth of new orders for their airplanes.
Oof.
And finally, what was Boeing's profit for last year?
Ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. $3.9 billion. But they don't want to cover the health benefits of the people that build their airplanes. But that's okay, because we all want to live in a world where low-wage, untrained workers are making airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it's something important that
needs... Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, so Hannah, what was your favorite cocktail today?
I'm all about this coffee goodness.
I noticed you took like a sip of your hot toddy and then went right back to the coffee drink.
I know. I love it.
That was a good one.
What's your favorite?
I'm a fan of the Mule. There's something that feels cool and refreshing that is almost summery, but it feels like a good winter drink for
the ginger.
Yeah, it feels festive.
Yeah, I like it a lot. All right, so we're going to put up some links to cocktail recipes from
Absolutely.
Nicole on the Heritage Radio site and the How to Behave Facebook page. And yeah, hopefully this will give our four listeners something to look forward to these holidays. Thank you very much for being with us,
Nicole. Thank you so much, guys.
And we'll see you on the shoe fetish episode.
You have to see some of the emails.
Nicole is wearing some kick-ass shoes, I must say.
Oh, yeah. Those are tall.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I like heels on ladies.
Yeah. Okay. We'll do a show about it. All right. That's all the time we have today. A big thanks to my guest, Nicole Traska, cocktail creator, and to Hannah Howard, the new fan of...
Oh, you're running out of phrases.
Hannah Howard, who has a new drink to replace her Red Bull and Coke.
All right.
How to Behave theme is courtesy of John Lundbaum and Big Five Chord. Check them out at BigFiveChord.com. Thanks to Joe Galarraga for engineering today's show. You can always find episodes of How to Behave and other great shows at HeritageRadioNetwork.org. I'm Brian Kaiser, and I am going to finish all three of these cocktails before I leave the studio. This is How to Behave on the Heritage Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Heritage_Radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.